suppose it's going to probably go down to the wire at this stage of the game, you know. But really,
well, if you won your two games, you're grand. I suppose that's the way to put it.
Well, that's true, aye. But you know, I normally don't think in twos, and normally just think in ones. And what I mean by that is just trying to get ourselves right for the particular game we're involved in. And you know, we got a fair beating last weekend, you know, and
big improvement today, John.
Well, I suppose, you know, a fair beating kind of focuses the minds, Charlie, you know, and normally we approach every single game the exact same, you know, and I just felt last weekend we didn't, you know, that we made too much of it, and I think the boys gave Kerry too much respect, and naturally enough, you know, on one level, because, you know, they've been in 9 of the last 10 All-Ireland finals,
yeah.
And they've been seeing them players, you know, they've been watching them finals, seeing them players picking up all their medals and stuff, and so there was a bit of a lesson for us there that was hard to take, you know, and it was a long journey home, but you know, today really we kind of got back to basics in the sense that we didn't look any further than the opposition that we were against, and you know, focusing on the things that we've been working on and training ourselves during the week, and that was the good thing about it. A lot of the things that we've been working on and talking about that the boys executed, you know.
Yeah. A good situation coming up to half-time, given the fact that you'd worked your way back into the game and were only 2 points behind, having played against the Breeze, became a sort of a critical situation when Rory Kavanagh picked up that red card. I got the sense that everybody would have been happy with a 2 points deficit coming off of having 15 aside. Was it difficult to get the mindset right at half-time, saying, listen, we're 2 points down, we're down to 14 men, but we can still win this game?
Not really, you know, like, I mean, we talked before the game that we said whatever happened today, we were going to get a victory. It didn't matter what circumstances happened, and we knew it was going to be a tough battle, you know, and I think their minds were set on that from early in the morning, and the sending off happened, you know, and it was definitely a big a critical moment in the game, as was, I would say, the point that came along with it just before the break, because at that stage we were going well, we were dominating the play, and we were only a point down, so we had done a very good job in the first half, and being that close to the opposition, and you know, with the one that are back in the second half, and 15-15, you'd have really fancied your chances. So there was a wee bit of, I suppose, recalibration at that stage to try and get their minds right again. But in fairness, they worked very, very hard in the forward line and stopped a lot of the short kick outs coming out, and we forced them to kick. Neil Gallagher was going well in the air in the middle of the park, and when the fullbacks had to defend, they did defend, and that was all them things adding together was positive.
I mean, the fact they didn't score until the keeper kicked to 45 in injury time just shows you how well everybody played. I mean, the defence particularly, but everybody else worked that bit of hard with Eamon McGee, and he basically said everybody just had to take that extra bit of responsibility, and they did that, Jim.
That's right, and they took responsibility not only for getting back and working hard and trying to stop the opposition, but also getting forward and getting the scoreboard ticking over, and that was very encouraging, you know. It was nice to see Leo and Carrie Lacey and Anthony punching holes in the defence by, you know, a bit of purpose and a bit of intent and their runs, and when they've done that, you know, only a few things can happen, really. You're going to, you know, they're going to let you through, or else they're going to pull you and foul you. So, you know, that purpose and that intent in the running game is very, very important, and we didn't have that last weekend, and, you know, it was more of a possession game, and we were never going to break Kerry down in that situation, so there was good pace to what we were doing. Our overlapping players came well into the game as well, Mark McHugh and Ryan and our midfielders and stuff, so everybody worked well together, and we're positive and pushing on, and obviously the one that affected us well.
And finally, Dublin, that's your next target, big night in Croke Park. Hopefully it won't prove like Kerry did last week to be the occasion. Will be more important than the match. I'm sure you'll be working hard at that this week, Jim.
Well, I suppose, I mean, that's the thing about the Kerry game. There is lessons in there, you know, and you have to use the information then for future reference, you know, and, you know, we'll be talking about that during the week. You know, it's a big game for the boys. You know, any day you play in Croke Park as a player, Charlie, is a big day, you know, I think personally, and I know they'll be looking forward to it. We worked hard last year in Division 2 to get into Division 1, and I would imagine when they were doing that work and effort, they were thinking about Croke Park and Killarney and these places anyway, you know, and even though it was very disappointing last week, you know, it's where you want to be at the same time. So we'll just go back now and reevaluate probably on Tuesday night, and just build towards the weekend now, and nice and calm and composed, and go up, and you know, the most important thing for me anyway is to get a good performance next weekend, and you know, try and get to the upper levels of what we can do and what we're working on. And if we can do that, I always feel you can be competitive. And if you can be competitive, you've always got a chance of winning the game. If you don't do them things, it's very much in the lap of the gods, and it becomes a lottery. So, you know, that's the key thing for us. And we'll look at this performance, see where we can improve and push on again.